This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, as of this week, in corporate earnings season. How do I know that? I know that because Alcoa reported profits yesterday. They get to go first for some reason that is lost to business history. But its results don't carry the same heft as they used to. Back before the Dow Jones Industrial Average bumped Alcoa from its lineup, which was, in point of fact, just last year. Like a lot of early industrial giants, Alcoa sees its future in getting away from its industrial business, in this case smelting aluminum, into something a little bit fancier. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
It's not hard to hear the air quotes Morningstar analyst Andrew Lane uses when he recalls Alcoa's conference call.
CEO Klaus Kleinfeld referred to the company numerous times as a lightweight, multi-material innovation powerhouse.
Lane thinks the company will keep making money by making aluminum for a long time. He also says, yes, a lot of Alcoa's profits come from new lines in metals like titanium and from special alloys for the aluminum body on the new Ford F-150 truck coming out next year. And the company
now has a $5 billion aerospace business.
That's Stern AG analyst Josh Sullivan, who generally covers the aerospace business, not raw materials companies. So when did a company known for mining and smelting metal turn itself into an aerospace company?
Well, Alcoa's actually always been an aerospace company.
Because if you wanted to build an airplane to fight World War II or a rocket ship or a 737, you needed the strongest, lightest metal you could get.
We don't think of aluminum as an advanced metal, but at one point it was, you know, the most advanced metal there was out there.
Business historian George David Smith says Alcoa was always a high-tech company. It had a major R&D department until it lost a big antitrust case to the U.S. government after World War II. Among the outcomes?
They had to provide their patent rights to their new competitors, namely Kaiser and Reynolds corporations, free of charge.
Alcoa did pull back a bit from basic research after that. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.